Hi, it's Dylan Langell, and I am joined along with Honorary Colonel of 14 Construction Engineering Squadron of 14 Wing Greenwood, Dan Hennessy, to chat about Operation Yellow Ribbon, which begins in the town of Bridgewater tomorrow. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hey, Dylan. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And now that that's out of the way, we start to transition here in the South Shore to Remembrance Day. And one thing coming up to leading into that is with Operation Yellow Ribbon, which we're going to be seeing here in the town of Bridgewater soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the South Shore has been historically a very patriotic area. I mean, we've had many members of our community and surrounding communities answer the call to duty over the years for many of the conflicts. And Operation Yellow Ribbon is always a way just to instill in the public's eye support for our military, both past and present, and also to show support for the military families who sometimes, you know, get forgotten, but are equally as important to keeping everybody moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I can imagine with the pandemic too, it's certainly been hard with multiple groups trying to help out, but we can't forget about those who have served for Canada and for our other NATO allies. With this starting up tomorrow, what can residents in Bridgewater expect? I know we were chatting at the Lumberjacks game, Dan, a couple nights ago, but the Yellow Ribbon, it's synonymous with supporting our vets here in Canada, and we're going to be seeing that here in the town of Bridgewater, right?
Absolutely. Tomorrow afternoon around 1:30, there's going to be a group of us meet on the Superstore side of the Veterans Memorial Bridge. There's a sign there indicating what the bridge is called. And we're going to have a few dignitaries there to assist with the installation of the first yellow ribbon. Once that is completed and the photo is taken, then members of 143 Construction Engineering Flight, our Super Flight, will then take to King Street, erecting and installing yellow ribbons on power poles, and that'll continue down King Street through the park, and will actually be set up on both bridges as well. So it's a very visible. Obviously, everyone is going to be in military dress, so everyone will certainly know who we are and what we're doing. And those yellow ribbons will stay up until after November 11th. And again, just hopefully when people see it, they'll think, oh yeah, right, that's for the that's to remember our veterans.
Absolutely, Dan. I know we're about a month away from the 11th of November, less than a month, actually. Can you shed any light of what's coming up for the Cenotaph service here in Bridgewater, or is it still a little early with COVID-19?
Well, I think Branch 24 here in Bridgewater, I mean, we've had historically thousands of people at Veterans Memorial Park, and of course, the last couple of years that has been stymied due to COVID. I think they're hoping to get back to some semblance of normality, but the final decision really has not been made as of yet. Obviously, COVID guidelines will certainly impact that decision, and I'm sure that the Branch 24 will be issuing a statement very soon on how that's going to look. Hopefully, you know, we will be able to gather. I think a public gathering is an opportunity for people to draw that those feelings of patriotism and remembrance from each other. So, you know, it's a great atmosphere at Veterans Memorial Park on November 11th. But again, you know, we would certainly rather have everyone safe and than there. So we'll see. Let's hope.
In the meantime, Dan, where can someone find out more about Operation Yellow Ribbon?
Absolutely. If anyone has any questions regarding Operation Yellow Ribbon or the current program that I'm also administering, which is Adopt the Troops for Christmas campaign, which is an opportunity for businesses and schools and students to donate to the packages that actually go to our members who are deployed over the holiday season virtually around the world. I'd be happy to answer questions on both. They can certainly reach out to me through email or my cell number if you'd like to have either one of those.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining on Country 100.7 for a couple of moments here to talk about Operation Yellow Ribbon. We hope for all the best tomorrow.
Perfect. Hopefully everything will go according to plan.
If you would like to get in touch with Dan about Operation Yellow Ribbon, you can email him at mdhennessy@outlook.com or call him at 902-521-8221.